Right, you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? This is Jess.
And Chad.
And Matt.
From CKY, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
Hey, this is Mike from WGN Radio Sound Sessions, and I'm here with the legendary group, a band that I spun probably since I was a young tyke, CKY. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, man.
Hello, Lollapalooza.
Well, welcome to Chicago, guys. So let's talk right from the get-go about the new album, The Phoenix. What brought this about? What's the new inspiring notion for you guys to create a new album?
Well, we took, what, how many years off? A good break?
I don't know about off, but it felt like we weren't active, fully active for quite a while. So what inspired it was maybe you can't stop rock and roll. You just can't. I mean, it just happens. Like, it would have happened no matter what.
So are you guys staying in contact over all these years? And I know you guys must have been touring throughout, too, because I would see you guys pop up on a lot of lineups and everything. So what sparked, you know, let's sit down, let's get to the nitty-gritty and make this new album?
Like, we did. Started? We did a tribute to our friend Ryan Dunn in Ohio. We did one show, and kind of all our friends came and played, and, you know, Bam played, and we felt that if it went okay, maybe we would decide then if we wanted to continue doing it, and I guess we just booked shows right after that. We booked a tour in England, and it just sold out immediately.
Yeah.
So it was amazing, like, and England has supported us so much, the whole UK, so we keep going back and forth there. We've been nonstop touring for like about a year and a half now.
It's hard to guess, like, you know, when you take a pretty good break, if people still remember you. And then when we booked that UK tour, it was like awesome to see that it sold out like so fast, you know.
What are some of your favorite venues to play in the UK? Do you guys got any specific favorites?
We're booked at one coming up. Electric Ballroom in London is like definitely a favorite.
And then we just played Brixton Academy in London, which was a massive and a super legendary place, an honor to play. Really echoey.
Yeah, totally.
But a really big place. And then we just played Download Festival, which is like 80,000 people with, you know, fucking Guns N' Roses.
Ozzy,
yeah. Man.
Yeah. So you've had a lot of support from Guns N' Roses and all these historic bands. Where did this relationship come to be? Did they just spin your album a little bit and then you just got to texting?
Yeah, Axel picked us out of like a stack of CDs apparently out of nowhere, and then we did that tour. When was that? 2003 or something?
2001.
Mm. No.
One. 2001.
No.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Dice was there.
I won tickets to go see that concert. Oh, I joined the band in 2005. Yep. I saw them open for GNR 2001 in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah. Then he went on to play in All That Remains and then join our band.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Another band that I used to love, All That Remains. What made you take this transition?
At the time, I thought there was a glass ceiling with that kind of music, metalcore in general. And I said, it's not that fun to just chug along on an E string on a bass. CKY was a lot more musically interesting. I love the All That Remains guys, but I wanted to branch out. I was a fan of their music. I reached out of the blue. Within a week, I was auditioning, and then within a month, I was on tour.
Yeah.
And I just turned 21, and the rest is history. I'm 34 now. I've been with this band for a long time, and I wouldn't change anything. It's great.
Man, that's so wild to think about, because I don't know if you guys knew this, but it was the last year of Warped Tour, and I know that you guys probably have been spun on that. I know All That Remains has played that.
Yep.
How do you guys feel about the kind of the transitioning of festivals now? You're at Lollapalooza, which is probably one of the bigger ones in the entire world. But, you know, there's a lot of transitioning with music. Why do you think that's happening, especially with rock and roll?
The festivals are taking over everywhere. I mean, honestly, I don't know how many people really even know club shows exist. They do. There are bands touring every night of the week in any club in your city, if you look. But people seem to wait for the festivals to come around, and festivals get bigger and bigger because it seems that's just the thing to do. In the UK, it's been tradition, but yet they still go to gigs 3 times a week.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a pastime there. Here, I'm not sure that it's maybe ever been a pastime of Americans to go to a club 3 times a week, but... I forget the question, honestly.
A lot of people I know only go to, like, you know, they go to 2 festivals a summer.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they know who's playing. It's just a ritual thing for them.
We've been playing a bunch of festivals on this tour, especially. They vary so greatly. I mean, we started this tour with the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys play on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're the first band in history to, on one tour, to Gathering of the Juggalos, Lollapalooza, Sturgis, and Psycho Las Vegas. So, at this point, I think we can agree we're America's favorite band.
Yes.
It's like 4 different universes.
Favorite rock band.
Can we after that statement, can we honestly say that CKY might be the hardest rock band in the biz today? I mean, come on.
Maybe not the hardest. We're a rock band that loves having fun and continue to do it. Man, we represent rock and roll for the good of it forever.
Yeah.
So if no one wants to represent rock and roll, we have no choice. So good luck getting rid of it.
That falls on the heels of Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild. It was one of my favorite albums. I don't think I think I played it so much on my CD player that it just worn thin because it was just like replayed so many times.
Know that was a thing.
Well, you remember when it
the shit comes off and it just becomes like a piece
it's
of
like
plastic,
a little shitty wafer or something.
it was destroyed. Now, when you guys were creating that album, what was that separated you guys, and what do you think propelled you into that fame from writing that album? Was it just a cosmic kind of everything was happening at the right time, right place? Or
it was kind of a perfect storm of events, you know, with all the videos taking off, and then we got on the Tony Hawk soundtrack.
Yes.
Which is like one of the biggest games ever released, I think. And then the TV show, like the Jackass thing, and then we just kept touring and touring, getting on all these.
And then at that point, we had also just signed to a major label, Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild. Luckily, it was a fucking great album. It could have killed our career at that point. I mean, we didn't go with any of the methods. We signed to a major deal and did that record ourselves. Yeah. Still,
in
you know, yeah, we were offered all the greatest producers. We were offered every record label. We took meetings with the heads of every goddamn label.
Yeah.
We chose to do that record ourselves and took the risks, and it's a classic record. It's probably over a gold record at this point. We're really proud of that. And I think that's a perfect record. We did that in Hawaii. It was a lot of fun.
Man, so what's the maturity, or I guess rising, that you've seen from putting out the Phoenix? What has changed from Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild to now this new album?
Jess has 4 or 5 kids. I can't even count.
That's the biggest difference.
From Sturges, Lollapalooza, the Juggalos, what fans are the hardest, and what was the craziest experience that you guys have seen over your career, I guess? That's a kind of a multi question there.
You know, the fans in the UK just go full force. I mean, they really go way out of their way. Scotland's amazing. They go out of control there.
They treat us like we're a boy band over there. They attack us. They throw shit at us. It's kind of crazy.
We're taken away like in a taxi with people on the taxi before. You don't see that here.
We got to give some love to the Juggalos too. Their family is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if we would be accepted, and they accepted us very, very. It was a lot of fun.
It's our second time. We called them back. I mean, we played the Gathering twice actually.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Yeah. I you know, a lot of people, they only know it from the folklore and everything like that. Is it really as crazy as it seems?
Yeah.
It's like a Warped Tour with no rules at all, or something. Yeah.
During the mosh pit of '96, there were guys with Roman candles in the mosh pit lighting off fireworks at each other.
And there was like any shape, any size, naked with clown makeup on, grilling like any type of meat, whether it was found in front of the, you know, just got run over by an RV pulling in, or everything was, anything went.
Our kind of people.
Good times.
Yeah. It could sound like a nightmare to some, but it's freaking rock and roll.
We're all great people, and that's why it's not a problem. If it had been a problem, I mean, those people are all, they know how to have a good time without ruining anything for anyone, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're at Lollapalooza. We're here in Chicago. Do you guys have any good memories of the city of Chicago coming through here?
Always. CKY has always played Chicago. We always look forward to playing here. We used to play. You know what?
The
worst
time you broke your tailbone.
Yeah. Oh, no.
One of what my. I've broken also my ribs here. And my. I broke all my bones here.
Chocolate factory. You broke your rib.
That's right. Okay. In 2003, we played the House of Blues. It was a ridiculously rocking show. It was out of control. We were on cloud nine, coming off the stage. And for other reasons, we were on cloud nine. I was drunk as hell on Jack Daniels. I had a habit of drinking a whole bottle during the show. And then after the show, I walked out trying to find a door out to the bus, and I found only a door that led to nothing. And I opened the door, and I looked down, it's about three stories down, and there was a bunch of fans across the way saying, come on, sign my autograph, that was an amazing show. And I was like, all right, I'll sign your autograph. Wait a minute, I don't want to go all the way back down and come back up, so I'll scale the wall. Which, there was like a 10-inch ledge.
Bottle of Jack Deep. Yeah,
yeah, bottle of Jack Deep, 10-inch ledge, and I'm just trying to like go hang out with my friends out there, and I scale the wall, I make it like 2 feet over, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to work out. I knew it was coming. I was like, oh, I'm falling. It was that long of a fall where it was like, I knew for a while, and I was like, should I think I'll land on my ass. Yeah, that's where I'm. Then I positioned myself in the air to land on my ass, broke my ass. Those same fans who wanted the autograph came down, had to drag my broken ass up those stairs that I should have just walked up myself, down to my bus. They took us down to the bus. I still get emails and texts from people who were there who did that. And since then, the House of Blues has clogged up those possibilities for anyone else to fall out their doors.
Okay.
But the fans pulled me up to the bus, and then the next time I broke my ribs at a rehearsal room after
we were out with Guar.
Yeah, after the band had a huge fist fight on the bus the next day.
Yeah.
We
St. Louis.
Yeah, it was just craziness.
Oh my gosh, guys,
who
I could
asked?
So that is a legendary story. I think we'll leave it at that because I know you probably got to do some more interviews.
I'm out of breath.
Guys, it is total pleasure to talk to you guys. Would you have anything left to say to your fans in Chicago? Just anybody who's sitting in their basement maybe listening to that Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild?
Yes.
We'll be back soon, actually.
Come November. Keep checking the tour dates. Follow CKY on all platforms.
At CKY Music, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll have dates up.
Big time.
And we're going to party fucking hard with you.
Right on, guys. Thanks again.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.